opinion.
So the basis, we've looked at the question and we've analysed that we need to expand the question a bit. The word trains is used in it. We know where trains are all the time. We want to expand that to where assets, people and resources are, because that's essential for making the system work properly. And indeed, what is the system? Well, aspirationally, we'd like that to be the entire transport network, multimodal information, everybody involved in that as well. Now, we know that will come in time and not initially, but it's got to be designed in such a way that would support that. So we'd encourage changing the question slightly just to make it a bit more flexible. We're coming at it from an open data perspective, the base level of information, commoditizing the base data, if you like. To make it productive, we want stakeholder ownership of all the individual data sets that are going to go into it, so we can encourage the experts in the data to contribute it. We need standards and validation around that. But through that, we can have data ownership at different levels that can be commercially exploited on top of the base level of open data. Great Britain PLC should maintain that base level of data, just in terms of the public good by having a fully functioning transport infrastructure. It's practical because it's commercially likely to happen. You've got to get engagement from commercial organisations. What's in it for them? By using the base data and contributing, they can do that. And it's pioneering because it's been suggested that any form of cooperation between commercial organisations and the UK rail industry is indeed pioneering by its very nature. So that's a good pitch. But the key thing there is we want to build on what Network Rail are doing already. There's great core data there. There's a good network model there, so you don't want to reinvent the wheel. And we call ourselves Babelfish because it's all about data integration and talking to each other. So Tower of Babel and Hitchhikers of the Galaxy. Yeah?
Are there specific problematic issues with the procurement of that data and bringing it together? Is it owned by different commercial entities at the moment, or is it currently public but hidden?
I think the core data.
That's partly why it's pioneering, because if we could actually start to get the change of mindset that this industry has into this to do greater sharing of information, then that's really worth it. There are certain genuine reasons for not sharing data, for commercial reasons. The freight companies, for example, like to hide the location of their consignments until the last minute, because if a turnaround load, for example, is all profit for them, and they don't want their competitors to know too much about that sort of stuff. That's perfectly reasonable. There are security things around nuclear flasks, royal trains and other stuff, munitions movements that you've got to worry about as well. But for the most part, what people know about the network could and should be shared more. It makes sense for one body, entity, to be responsible for the underpinning foundation and coding standard, but make it available to everybody else. But after that, everybody should be using it to put information in and get information out.
Is that that whole concept of open standards a big issue? Are there sort of conflicting data sets that just can't interface at the moment? Is that...
On the purely physical concepts of actually sharing data, yes, because historically there are thousands of network representations. Everything from quail maps, which are beautifully handcrafted, to the electronic versions. And everybody has built them for their own purposes. And so they all tend to be optimised around what they want to do with them.
And you've
had this issue already, that the engineering ones are based around engineering concepts and engineering line reference and offsets and all that, and the operational ones are based around tip locks, and nobody knows where they are anyway because they kind of move around a bit. And so it's about bringing it together in one place, and that actually is one of the problems you face, that when you actually say to people, where is a tip lock or a Stanox? For years they've been able to get away with saying it's Rugby.
Right. Yep.
But now you've got to say, where is it? Is it the middle of the platform, the end of the platform, the beginning of the platform, the outer signal berth? Where is it?
Yeah.
And they've got to actually now stick their hands up and say, it's there.
There is a question also of how you actually maintain these things. Once it's like sort of painting the fourth bridge, you know, once you've created this, you've got to sort of start over again, because particularly, obviously, railway, there are sections of railway that have been dynamically sort of added and deleted with engineering possessions, entirely new bits of railway being added. The equivalent I suppose, example is when I was trying to find this place, I went to Google Street View, and because the picture was taken last year, it just shows a very large hoarding around the outside of this building.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've got to make sure you don't end up with a sort of track view equivalent sort of,
yeah, yeah,
of the same.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to keep updating the thing, yeah, so it is actually usefully, usably current.
Yeah.
And so somebody has to do that, and somebody has to pay to do that.
But there are disciplines for doing that. Because if you take the engineering discipline of configuration management and then you put into that and update the model while you're there, update the network map while you're there, then it becomes just an extra step in something that has to be done anyway. And as long as it's always on top of it, it's like the state of my study, it's an absolute shambles because I never put anything away. My wife says, if you just dealt with it when you were there, you wouldn't have to spend months tidying it every so often. And it's the same thing, if you just make it part of the job, it can be done.
There were a couple of the pictures that came up in the last session involved academic partners as a way of finding people who had a vested interest in doing interesting things with data. And so actually that became a very kind of cost-effective way of having someone look at how these different data sets interface and getting, you know, turning it into postgraduate research work. Is that something that would be useful?
There is a spare chair on the table, so the gang of five would be actively seeking academic input on it. I think, yeah, that's absolutely right. I think
it's always easier to get some of this academic research done if you can give them something to start with. If you can give them the model and say, well, there's a network, it's modelled. When they have to sit there and create the model at the beginning, then that's the sort of unpaid hassle they don't like. So, yeah, if you've got something for them to actually start working from, they love it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing the full presentation.
I think you just had it.